land in Hawaii wasn't always available for private ownership. But once it was, legal protections were put in place to allow descendants to preserve land their native Hawaiian ancestors once cultivated. These lands were awarded under the Kuleana Act of 1850.
Kuleana landowners, they have a real special connection to their land.
Helani Sonoropale says her family owns Kuleana land on Molokai.
We know the tides, we know the wind, we know what grows where, and it's the stories of the land, you know, the mo'olelo of the land is something that we're like the keepers of. So I feel we deserve protection.
House Bill 860 would protect Kuleana owners like Sonoropale from often costly litigation associated with new landowners clearing title to the land through quiet title lawsuits.
We've been losing our land for 160 years, so now I'm glad finally that there's some kind of effort to give us additional protection.
Instead, landowners would be forced to resolve any property disputes with Kuleana owners through mediation. The bill was introduced last year after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg filed quiet title lawsuits for his 700-acre oceanfront estate in Pila'a, Kauai. He later withdrew the lawsuit, but the bill was kept alive. Mike Gibson is an attorney with Ashford & Wriston. He's worked on 50 quiet title and partition cases in the last 40 years and says none have been resolved with mediation.
Not a single one. That's not to say mediation isn't a good process, but in mediation, if the parties don't reach an agreement and then they proceed on to either litigation or arbitration.
The bill also requires that quiet title cases filed by the same plaintiff regarding the same area be consolidated. Bill supporters say consolidation would give people with rights to the land more bargaining power as a group in negotiation with landowners.
By requiring cases to be consolidated where a plaintiff is suing to quiet title to different properties on different parts of the island that have no common chain of paper title, I don't know of any reason to do that.
Sonoropale says the bill strengthens protections for Native Hawaiians to hold on to the little land they still have under their control. Kuleana lands account for less than 1% of the land in Hawaii.
We have one of the highest cost of living in the U.S. and very limited amounts of land. The development is not stopping. Housing and access to land is an issue, and it's getting worse for Hawaiians, Kanaka Maoli, in our own homeland.
House Bill 860 goes to conference committee this week. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.